Hi, everyone, and welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we take a look at some of the impending free agents here in 2016. I am Alex Smith, joined by Greg Cosell, senior producer at NFL Films. And Greg, today we're going to be taking a look at the safety class. We'll start things off by looking at Tashaun Gibson from the Cleveland Browns, really a ball hawking coverage safety as we see him alone on an island here on this play.
Yeah, and Gibson's a player, Alex, I've really liked on film over the last number of years. That's really the way he's made his mark, is kind of a deep safety, whether it's in a two deep shell or single high. Very aware of the ball, very good at reading routes. We saw the interception here. This year, they started to use him more in Cleveland in the box. They brought him down more, and he was effective there. So he's becoming a much more multi-dimensional, interchangeable safety. I really like this player. It wouldn't surprise me if he got some big dollars in free agency.
Next player we're going to take a look at here is Eric Weddle, and you see him lined up here on your screen. And he's a name that I think a lot of people know. Yeah. The question is, he's 31 years old. How much does he still have left in the tank?
Coming off an injury, I think he's not quite the athlete he once was. I think he's a bit of a projection, a little bit of a leap of faith at this point. In his prime, he showed good range, good movement, good speed, was used in a variety of ways. Don't think he's the same level of athlete that he was. I'll be very interested to see how much money he gets. If teams look at him and sign him to a 3-4-5 year deal, he's on the back end of his career at this point.
And in the same division here, we look at Kansas City, and the player in motion is a 2015 comeback player of the year in the NFL. That's Eric Berry. Came back from a lymphoma diagnosis, had his fourth Pro Bowl season. It'll be a big shock if he leaves Kansas City.
Yeah, and he's another one of those multidimensional safeties. He can play in the box. He can play deep. We saw the Chiefs this year use him to match up to tight ends man-to-man. He can pretty much do anything that you ask. He's your classic interchangeable safety with both strong and free safety skills. I agree with you. I'd be real surprised if he gets out of Kansas City, but he's a really good safety, one of the better safeties in the league.
Another name to keep an eye on here is Reggie Nelson down in Cincinnati. Led the league in interceptions with 8 this year. We'll see him on this play as he goes in motion here. Just a really talented player out of Cincinnati.
This was a great disguise. They caught Ben Roethlisberger. He had no idea before the snap that this was going to be single high. And you see Nelson making one of his 8 interceptions. But he's really evolved over time and become a really refined player. They use him a lot as a blitzer. He lines up on the edge. He attacks quarterbacks. He's very good at that. He's become a really smart player. That was a knock on him earlier in his career. He's later in his career, but he's coming off maybe his 2 or 3 best years as an NFL player.
Next up, we're going to take a look at a player who has experience playing with Jim Schwartz. He's with them most recently with the Miami Dolphins, and that's safety Louis Delmas. We see him lined up in the slot here, and he makes a heck of a play here on this one.
This was actually one of my favorite plays from a couple years ago because of his awareness, the way he drops off. You see him right here. This is really interesting. He drops off, sees the crossing route coming to him, understands the concept really well, and makes an interception, as you see right here. Delmas' problem has always been his availability. He's been injured too much. He just hasn't been able to stay on the field. But he's probably better closer to the line of scrimmage, has played in his career deeper. The problem for Delmas is his body is really not big enough to be able to sustain the physicality needed to play consistently in the box, close to the line of scrimmage. But he's always been a talented player. It's just you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if he's going to be on the field.
And our final player here is going to be Michael Griffin from the Tennessee Titans, another guy who played with Jim Schwartz when Schwartz was the defensive coordinator here. We see Griffin lined up on the left side of the screen.
Yeah, Griffin is a guy that I've gotten to watch an awful lot over the last couple of years. And Griffin is a guy, to me, he has very good straight line burst. He's very decisive when he reads and closes in the pass game. He's a good alley player in the run game. Where his skills have diminished, and he did this really well early in his career, his skills have diminished as kind of a single high safety. He can't really cover the ground, doesn't have the same speed and range that he used to have, and he occasionally will bite really hard on play action. That's been an issue for him in his career, but he's still an athletic player. He's a 9-year player. I'll be interested to see how he's viewed by the rest of the league, because I think he can still play and be a quality starter, but he's clearly declining.
Well, that will wrap things up for a look at the free agent safety class here in 2016. For Greg Cosell, I'm Alex Smith. Be sure to stay tuned right here to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for the rest of our film room breakdowns.